You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, coming to you from Island Community Church. Thanks for joining us here. Along with my associate pastor, Darren Solano, we greet you here today on this Tuesday. Now, speaking of Pastor Darren, he's going to bring us the word here today. This is a sermon that he just preached here this past Sunday on the 7th of February, and it's entitled Thankfulness and Prayer. And it's amazing to see how many times the Apostle Paul prayed like this and linked these two together. His launching point for this sermon is the book of Philippians, the epistle of joy, as it's known by, written as he's chained to Roman guards, and yet this man still was filled with joy when he was in the jail in Philippi. Remember, it said he was beaten, he was whipped, and him and Silas, they were praying, singing hymns to God. So we are in Philippians chapter 1, verse 3. The apostle says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making request for you with joy. And he's going to take us through the New Testament of all of the instances where the apostle encourages us to be thankful in prayer and thankful with prayer. And that's where we're going to be here today. This was a fantastic sermon on Sunday. This is part one today. Part two will play tomorrow night. We are having midweek Bible study tomorrow night. We are in the book of 1 Peter. We'll be in chapters 3 and 4 Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. Be broadcast live on our Facebook page, Island Community Church. You are invited. If you're free Wednesday night, if you'd love to get into the Word, I encourage you to do that. There's no other way to get through all of the evils out here in the world today than to be grounded in the Word of God. And our doors are open for you. We invite you. We would love to see you. Okay, this is part one now from Pastor Darren, thankfulness and prayer.
Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Father. Lord, thank you for the privilege and the honor, Father, to be able to be born in a nation that we can show up and worship you freely, Lord. We thank you so much. Father, I thank you for these people here, Lord, my brothers and sisters in Christ, for this body of believers, Father, that show up here week after week to worship and serve and to hear your word. This body that hungers and thirsts for the righteousness that you always supply. We thank you, Lord, for your provisions and for your blessings. Lord, I pray specifically that you would use me today for your will and your purposes, and for your glory. And I pray that you would use us all for your will and your purposes and your glory. Father, we yield up and submit to you willingly. Help us, Lord, to be a people after your heart. Grant us today conviction, repentance, and forgiveness, and peace, and unity. Let us be all of one mind. And Lord, help us to not only be hearers of your word, but to be doers of your word. And Father, we praise you and we love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. I will be in Philippians. If you want to turn there, I'm not going to be there long, but that's where I'm going to start at. I want to thank Pastor. Pastor, you, this edition that you put in the handout was perfect. Okay. You took that upon yourself, and it works perfect. On your handout, if you'll see it there at the very bottom, it says the book of Philippians is one of the Apostle Paul's prison epistles. That is, he wrote this letter along with Ephesians, Colossians, and Philemon while being chained to Roman guards. And in spite of all of that, this epistle is known as his epistle of joy. May that attitude rub off on us today, and I say to that, amen. Let that be, as I continue in this today, let that be in the back of our minds as we think about this sermon today and realize that the person that wrote the majority of what I'm preaching on today wrote it in jail. Now, what I'm going to preach on today, we all know, but I'm preaching on it as a way of reminder to us all, because we all need reminding. I'll be starting off in Philippians chapter 1 at verse 3. As I prayed for guidance by the Holy Spirit as to what he wanted to have me preach today on, the Lord led me to the epistle of Paul to the Philippians. And as I started to study God's word, an interesting thing happened to me. The Holy Spirit highlighted the heading, and that doesn't happen to me too often. For those of you that have a New King James, you will see the heading between verses 2 and 3 of chapter 1. The heading, and that heading is thankfulness and prayer. Do you see it there? Now, I'll find so many times in my studies that as I'm reading through and studying the word, it's as if the Holy Spirit will say to me, whoa, stop, look. And this happens to me all the time. I love it when it happens. But as I was setting up to study this, and I read right on past the heading, and the Holy Spirit just says, whoa, stop. And look, you know, and I do what I always do. I was like, okay, I'm woed, and I'm stopping, and I'm looking, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, it's a greeting. This is kind of Paul's standard greeting, and Paul's. In most of the majority of Paul's letters, it's a standard greeting. It's not catching me off guard in anywhere, but he says to me, it's like he says, look again. And I don't know how to explain it other than I liken it to Jesus and the blind man at Bethesda in Mark chapter 8. And I don't know whether you're familiar with the story, but this kind of thing happens to me a lot. Chapter 8, verse 22. Then he came to Bethesda, and they brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. So he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and said, I see men like trees walking. And then he put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up. And he was restored and saw everyone clearly. That happens to me all the time. I'm just reading through. I'm studying, and the Holy Spirit says, whoa, stop and look. And I'll stop and look, and I'll say, I'm stopped. Okay, I'm looking. And it says, if he just says, look again. And then I go, see it clearly now. Does that make any sense? Well, I'm glad, because for a minute I thought I was crazy, but I guess I'm not. It happens all the time to me. All the time. And I love it when it happens. So I went through all of Paul's epistles and revisited his greetings. And I found the same thing with only one exception, and that was in Galatians. And he wasn't happy with Galatians. But in the rest of the greetings, they were all the same way. I noticed two things in all of his greetings. So I'll go through them. Romans chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. Notice these two things. And these two things are thankfulness and prayer. He says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by some means, now at last I may find a way in the will of God to come to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. He says, I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by him in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 1:11. You also helping together in prayer for us, that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the gift granted to us through many. Ephesians 1:15. Now remember, he's in jail. Ephesians 1:15. Therefore, I also, after I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Philippians is where we started at. Philippians 1, chapter 1, verse 3. He says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you, all with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Seems to be a theme, doesn't it? Colossians 1:3, he says, we give thanks to God, to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. It seems to be a habit of Paul's to give thanks and pray. But it's more than that. It's not just the giving of thanks and praying. It is the giving of thanks in prayer. I'll make more sense of this in a little bit. 1 Thessalonians 1:2, he says, we give thanks to God always for you, making mention of you in our prayers. 2 Thessalonians 1:3, he says, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting. And then in 2 Thessalonians 1:11, he says, therefore we also pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of his calling. 2 Timothy 1:3 says, I thank God whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers night and day. Philemon, 1:4, Philemon 1:4, or if you're from Georgia, Philemon. Or if you're from France, Philemon. However you want to say it. Philemon, he says, I thank God, making mention of you always in my prayer. Are you seeing it yet? Thankfulness and prayer. Thankfulness and prayer. Or thankfulness in prayer. I mean, by listening to Paul, it sounds like every day would be, I mean, we have our pastor appreciation month in October, but according to Paul, it seems like every day is congregation appreciation day. Because he says, I do this always in my prayers. I thank God for you. But it's much more than that. What the Holy Spirit shows us, at least in the Apostle Paul's case, is that thankfulness is not separate from Paul's praying. It's part of Paul's praying. He doesn't seem to pray without it. And I say that if it's good enough for the Apostle Paul, it's good enough for me. Psalm 100, verse 4 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Psalm 107:22 says, let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Are you thankful in your praying? Or are you leaving that part out? Psalm 95:2 says, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. Psalm 50:14 says, offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Thanksgiving is your sacrifice and your offering. Thanksgiving is your sacrifice and your offering. Are you given or just taken? Thanksgiving is a sacrifice and an offering. Are you giving or just taking? Psalm 26:7 says, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all your wonderful works. When you go into prayer, go in with thanksgiving first. Stop and meditate on all the blessings that God has bestowed on you and thank him for all things. And you will see your prayer life change and your whole life change for that matter. I cannot say enough about a heart of gratitude and thankfulness in prayer. I was in here last Friday, and Friday morning is, I don't have nothing on my day but prayer Friday. Now, I pray every day, but Friday, prayer. That's all I got to do on Friday. That's all I got to do on Friday, and nothing is going to get in the way of that. And I come in here, and I sit right there, and I pray. And I came in here Friday 2 weeks ago, and I sat right there, and I meditated on all my blessings. I didn't have to be in a hurry. I wasn't going to hurry through my prayers. It was just me and the Lord, and I got all the time that I want to stop and think about all my blessings and to bring them before him and say, thank you, Lord. To say, thank you. And I sat here, and I must have sat here for, I mean, an hour went by and I was just getting started. You know, and I got to a point where I was like, Lord, I could be here for the next 100 years. Because you've blessed me so greatly. You know? It was just like, you know, you're praying for an hour and 10 minutes, and an hour of it's thankfulness. And 10 minutes is just asking God for help. And I noticed that as I'd stop and meditate on the goodness of God, that my thankfulness just kept growing and growing and growing and growing, and my want list just kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. Listen to this. Let me say listen to this three times. Listen, listen, listen. Are you anxious? Anybody in here anxious? I'll raise my hand too. Yeah. Philippians 4:6. Turn there. I'll wait for you while you turn it. If you're still in Philippians, you ain't got far to go. 4:6. Are you there? Four 6 says this: be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Now, what are the next two words? With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And then what happens next?
Peace.
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Thankfulness and prayer, or thankfulness in prayer. Now, the peace of God, I don't believe it's the absence of trouble. You maybe just be getting a wrong look at it. I see the peace of God like Jesus was when he was in the garden, when he fell on his knees and he cries out, man, if this cup can pass from me, if it be your will, but nevertheless, not my will, but thine. The peace of God, after that, it said an angel came and strengthened him. And the peace of God is what happened between here and here. The peace of God is that, get up. The peace of God is just that enough oomph to say, all right, let's go. Whew, let's go. Make sense?
Yes.
Not some euphoric, it's just all gone. It's that just enough to say, all right, Lord, I'm ready to do your will. If you're praying, you should be thanking. If you're praying, you should be thanking. Thankfulness is part of prayer. Don't leave it out. You'd be surprised at how many blessings that you'd have if you just stop to meditate on it and thank God for it. Now, you want to see it in the opposite? Turn to Romans chapter 1. I show you how it works in the positive. Now I'll show you how it works in the negative. Are you there? Romans chapter 1. I'm starting at verse 18. It says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were what?
Thankful.
Boy, I don't want to be in that boat. That's not a good boat to be in. I mean, that's caused us to tremble. And there's a whole lot of ungratefulness in the world today. Turn on TV. You don't have to look far. A whole lot of ungratefulness in the world today. Man, if people spend half as much time being thankful and being grateful as they did as for not being thankful and being ungrateful. Man, you talk about being the greatest nation in the world. Now, you might say, "Pastor, I'm going through a real hard time right now, and the pressure seems to be greater than my gratitude," and I understand that, and Jesus understands that, but we always have something to be thankful for. Find it. We always have something to be thankful for. Find it, and then make it known to him. Oh. How about this? Ruth Harms Calkins writes, "Lord, day after day I've thanked you for saying yes. But when have I genuinely thanked you for saying no? Yet I shudder to think of the possible smears, the cumulative blots on my life. Had you not been sufficiently wise to say an unalterable no? So thank you for saying no when my want list for things far exceeded my longing for you. When I asked for a stone, foolishly certain I had asked for bread. Thank you for saying no to my just this time, Lord. Thank you for saying no to senseless excuses, selfish motives, dangerous diversions. Thank you for saying no when the temptation that enticed me would have bound me beyond escape. Thank you for saying no when I asked you to leave me alone."
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.